Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 16, 21 to 27, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 27. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed on the third day, and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done." Think with me on the theme, the paradox of surrender, finding life by letting go. The paradox of surrender, finding life by letting go. Imagine a time when you wholeheartedly stepped up to defend or support someone, believing you were acting in their best interest. Picture that intense moment of effort, only to be gently or perhaps sternly told, "Please stop. Your help isn't helping. It is actually making things harder for me." It is a humbling experience, isn't it? But this situation echoes the dynamic between Peter and Jesus in the scripture, where Peter's instinct to protect clashes with Jesus' understanding of his purpose. Our Lord Jesus Christ was clear about his destiny and the path he needed to walk, a path that would lead to the cross, embodying the ultimate sacrifice for salvation. However, Peter, in his moment of fear and perhaps misunderstanding, attempts to deter Jesus, earning a sharp rebuke, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." My dear friends, this moment is a powerful lesson in surrender and the paradox of gain and loss as taught by Jesus. He challenges us to consider what it truly means to gain or lose ourselves. In his profound statement, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" Jesus Christ invites us to reflect on the value of our soul compared to the material world. This teaching nudges us towards understanding that true life and true fulfillment come not from clinging to our desires or the things of this world, but from letting go and aligning our will with God's will. There are two questions for reflection. One, have you ever found yourself trying to help or protect someone, only to realize that your efforts were not in alignment with what was truly needed or best for them? What did you learn from that experience? Number two, in what areas of your life might you be holding on too tightly to your own plans or desires, potentially missing out on what God has in store for you. Dear Lord, in the complexities of our lives, we often find ourselves struggling to understand the balance between action and surrender, between holding on and letting go. Teach us, as you taught Peter, to trust in your divine plan, even when it leads us through paths we would not choose for ourselves or for those we love. Help us to discern between our human concerns and your heavenly concerns, that we may not become stumbling blocks to your greater purpose. Grant us the grace to let go of our desires for control and gain, that we may truly find the life you have promised, a life rich in meaning and guided by your hand. May we always remember the value of our souls and the fleeting nature of worldly gains, keeping our eyes fixed on you and the eternal reward you have prepared for those who love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.